For the first time in my life, I am truly, seriously, irretrievably in love.
So am I, Barney. So am I.
There is more to that tender scene with Mr. and Mrs. Barney Panofsky. Yes, he has met the woman of his dreams, but she is not his new bride. And complicating matters, as Barney so often does, they met at his wedding to that new bride.
Are you out of your mind?
No, I'm bent over backwards in love with you. Miriam, I'm the heels over head completely.
Don't be ridiculous. We just met. At your wedding. It's not funny.
But life always seems to be playing jokes on Barney, even when he turns to his beloved father, retired police detective Izzy Panofsky, for some paternal wisdom.
You're talking to someone who knows how hard marriage can be. In the beginning, it's all briskets and molly, darling, life grand. But soon enough, real life starts, right?
This is the paternal wisdom I'm gonna get.
His work as a successful television show producer in Montreal is easy compared with trying to figure out how to end his marriage so that he can pursue Miriam. Fortunately, for Barney at least, finding Mrs. P in the arms of his best friend solves the problem.
Oh, you gotta be kidding me. Oh, wow. My wife and my best friend. Good heavens.
I took him over a little tray of food because I was worried about him.
Uh-huh.
And he was all trembling and sweaty and soaked through his sheets. So I lay down beside him to try and keep him warm. And I don't know how he got my robe off.
No, it's a mystery.
Abrasive, acerbic, arrogant. You can go through a whole alphabet of adjectives to describe Barney. And Paul Giamatti, who calls the character a lovable rogue, says he never worried about Barney's antics pushing audiences away.
I'm all for pushing people as far as I can. I kind of like to see how far I can push people. Fortunately, in this, it had built-in breaks in it, so that I wasn't going to do that in this, because he does have many moments of not being so horrible and hard to take. But I sort of find that interesting, to make people uncomfortable. I challenge them to actually like somebody who's really not terribly likable.
In fact, Barney, at least in his own version of his life, can be downright easy to love. He must be, to get three women to fall for and marry him. Rosamund Pike plays Miriam, the true love of Barney's life, the one he meets at his wedding to the second Mrs. P. And Pike says her character is wooed by his charm and determination.
He does woo her, but interestingly, it's not the flowers, it's not the posh lunch, it's not, you know, wooing her by taking her to a fancy hotel or flying to New York to meet her. It's kind of the little things. It's seeing him pass out drunk, but knowing that that's because he was nervous, and it's coming into the room and seeing, you know, five ties laid out and 15 shirts, and, you know, realizing that this guy was nervous and how much it mattered to him.
I'm just going to keep talking here, because I'm afraid that if I stop, there's going to be a pause or a break, and you're going to say it's getting late or I should get going. And I'm not ready for that to happen. I don't want that to happen. Ever.
There it was. The pause.
Yeah.
I'm still here.
Pike says she prepared for playing Miriam by meeting with author Mordecai Richler's widow, Florence, who was the inspiration for the character, and who he really did meet and fall in love with on the day he married his second wife. Barney Panofsky appears in several Richler stories as something of the author's alter ego, and Barney's version, published in 1997, turned out to be his last novel. Richler died at age 70 in 2001, but not before starting to work on the film version with producer Robert Lantos, who continued the project as a tribute to his longtime collaborator and friend.
The challenge of the whole thing was to honor the book and to preserve the spirit of the book and the integrity of it, and find a way to translate it into a two-hour visual experience that stands up to the vast majority of the audience who has never read the book and never will.
I cannot believe that this really happens. It really happens. Just like that.
IDs, tickets.
It's amazing. No? And I don't care if it happened on my wedding night, at a funeral, on my deathbed. It happened.
Barney's version is directed by Richard Lewis, and the cast features Minnie Driver as the second Mrs. P, and Dustin Hoffman is Barney's father, Izzy, with Scott Speedman playing his lifelong best friend, Boogie. Screenwriter Michael Canvas adapted the novel into a script, and Barney's version was shot on location in Montreal, Rome, and New York City. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.